Yesterday's social media summit at the White House gave a huge platform to conservative activists, including some conspiracy theorists who claim their ideas are censored by social media platforms. We wanted to talk with one of them, conservative activist Joy Villa, who was at the summit. Joy, what did you get out of this gathering? What was your takeaway?
My takeaway is that the president is listening to us, you know, as conservatives, that he's fighting for us. It's not just conservatives who get, you know, taken down off social media. It's liberals as well. It's independents. It's people who think outside the box. There is a clear and evident bias. And that's why he joined us together. He said, listen, you guys are getting more views than many mainstream media out there. Keep posting, keep promoting, keep speaking, and I'm going to have your back.
Couple of things that I want to ask you about. I wasn't there, you were there, so you can tell me about how you saw this. There was a sign at the summit explaining doxing. Now, doxing is publicizing private information like someone's address online. Do you think that kind of public attack is something that activists could use, should use?
Never. I don't believe in doxing. I mean, it's very dangerous. CNN has publicly doxed. There was a meme where there's a cartoon of Trump punching out CNN, and it's very silly, and the president shared it, and that went viral. And CNN doxed him, told everybody his age.
Joy, I'm just going to just push back somewhat. If a meme or a picture is in the news and you say who that person is or who the creator was, that is often known as reporting rather than doxing. So I'm just going to leave that there.
Well, I would say there's a different thing besides reporting and doxing. If the person is, they're public, then you can say their name. But finding them out, finding out when they're obviously don't want to be public, you don't have to investigate as a journalist when someone makes a cartoon. This is not a criminal thing. That would be investigative journalism. This other thing is just making a mountain out of a molehill.
All right, that's your take. It's also known as reporting. I want to ask you about news. You have a very distinct view about the news that you trust, the news that you call fake news. There was a moment at the social media summit when you're in the Rose Garden and you made that very clear about the journalists that you like and you don't like. Can you just explain in a nutshell, what is fake news to you?
Absolutely. Fake news is having a clear bias and not saying this is an opinion piece. This is listen, I'm liberal and this is why I'm saying this, or I'm Republican, this is why I'm saying this. That's a slant. That's fake news. That's fraudulent. And it's unfair to viewers and listeners.
You are well known for wearing your politics, not just on your sleeve, but all over yourself.
That's right.
You've gone to events as Planned Parenthood, the border wall. Why do you do this? Are you deliberately trying to provoke people? What is the aim? When you get dressed as the border wall, what are you thinking?
Well, it's pretty obvious what I'm thinking. I support the wall. So what I'm doing is essentially protesting what everybody is saying is good, but we know when you do research is not good. I believe in what I say, and I want to elicit a conversation, not to troll, not to provoke, but you could say to provoke conversation. It's okay to disagree, but don't let me not say what I believe.
Joy Villa, conservative activist and singer-songwriter, speaking with us about yesterday's social media summit at the White House. She was there. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you.